Fence Guide at VikingFence.com. It's just part of what they do at Viking as a local company here. You can call them 837-6411. Get your materials at Viking Fence. Just get to know the great people. Any fence need you have, trusted in Texas since 1972. 837-6411. Online at VikingFence.com. When you think fence in Central Texas, there's one name. It's Viking.
At Henna Chevrolet, we don't waste your time with tricky pricing games and gimmicky commercials. Instead, we simply guarantee the lowest price on our entire inventory without exception. Visit HennaChevyAustin.com and shop with confidence, knowing the price you see is the price you'll pay, and it is literally the best price in Austin. When savings and selection matter most, there's only one place that guarantees you come out ahead, and that's Henna Chevrolet. Find new roads. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry, so after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Find new roads.
Wow, May brought so much rain and hail. Did your roof suffer some damage? Call Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. You never pay more than your deductible, and they offer easy financing. Schedule your free inspection today. 512-995-ROOF. MyDividedSky.com.
Are you tired of being sidelined by nagging pain? Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Hall of Famer and Dance with the Stars champion. Happy to tell you about QC Kinetics and their biologic therapies for treating pain without drugs or surgery.
Are you suffering from chronic pain in your hips, knees, shoulder, or lower back? Are you tired of living with arthritis pain? QC Kinetics offers natural pain treatment that can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints.
Listen, I know pain, and I've seen firsthand how powerful biologic therapies can be. Patients at QC Kinetics rave about their result because they're getting their lives back. They're getting moving again.
These exciting regenerative treatments used to be available only to pro athletes like Emmett. Now they're available to anyone thanks to QC Kinetics. Call today for your free consultation.
Get long-lasting results from my friends at QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. Two area locations, QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303.
Hey folks, this is your lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. Often you hear me on these airways proudly boasting about Steiner Ranch Steakhouse. They have the best views along with the most exquisite cuisine and the best service of any restaurant in Central Texas. And it takes an exceptional team to make the Steiner Ranch Steakhouse experience truly special. And now my friends at Steiner Ranch Steakhouse are hiring at all positions, including managers, hostesses, servers, and line cooks as well. Steiner Ranch Steakhouse will be offering competitive wages for all new employees. Steiner Ranch Steakhouse is synonymous with exceptional style and impeccable standards. And that's because the Steiner Ranch Steakhouse team is an extraordinary group of men and women. And now it's your chance to join this all-star team by joining the staff of Steiner Ranch Steakhouse. For employment inquiries, please call Steiner Ranch Steakhouse at 512-381-0800 or visit SteinerSteakhouse.com to submit your resume and contact information. 512-381-0800. Remember, Steiner Ranch Steakhouse isn't just a steakhouse, it's an experience. So remember, you can experience it for yourself right there at Steiner Ranch Steakhouse.
BK here for Altstadt Brewery. Altstadt beer. It is German beer made here and the best beer that you can find in Central Texas. And if you're looking for a great beer to accompany your summertime activities, you got to make it Altstadt beer. Altstadt is brewed locally. It's easy to find, available wherever you shop for beer. And they've got a ton of different beers, something for every beer drinker out there. If you're looking for something to do this summer, how about a trip down to the Altstadt Brewery in Fredericksburg? It's Altstadt beer. No impurities, no regrets.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This hour brought to you by Bryant AC and Electric, Austin's award-winning electrical and air conditioning service company. Family-owned and operated since 1982. BryantACService.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit VaquerosCafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Start up your Friday right here on B&E. Appreciate you being there. Appreciate you being there every day, all week long, all month long, all year long. Appreciate you on the show of the people. However you find us on 104.9, on 101.9, on AM 1260. We always are streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. We're going to talk to Andy Lockmain coming up. He is the president of the Austin FC. And, Buck, you're going to be at the game on Saturday night. You're wearing your Austin FC hat. So if you're watching on Twitch,
yes,
you can see the tree. The Oaks. You ready for the inaugural home opener?
I am. I'm ready for the madness, and I'm ready for the Oaks to have a win and some goals and some points made. No nil-nil, not up in here in game one. Got to let that baby loose in game one in front of your fans, and that's one of those chances that you take. You want to get into the playoffs. A lot of teams make it to the playoffs, but you don't want to be playing a defensive game in your home opener. You just want to take some chances. And San Jose, they've been struggling over the last four games, but you have to try to score a lot. You got to make your fans believe that you're not going to see a bunch of nil nils. You know what I'm saying? Or one nils. I like to see them score at least three goals in this game.
Yeah, no, I think
especially on a team that's struggling.
Well, that would be a lot based on what they've done so far this year. That would be an onslaught.
Yeah,
we'll talk to Andy. Obviously, the game itself is important, but the fan experience,
absolutely,
and the stadium and the electric atmosphere that is anticipated tomorrow night. We'll talk to Andy about the preparations on that front and how it went on Wednesday night, right? They had the sellout crowd for the U.S. Women's National Team and got to experience it themselves for the first time. What was good and what needs improvement? We'll talk to Andy about that here coming up. Your B&E fact of the day: last time the Arizona Diamondbacks won a ball game on the road was, as a texter said, April 25th. That is correct. April 25th. That's before the NBA started its play-in tournament.
Struggling,
the Arizona Diamondbacks in Major League Baseball. You know, it's tough in baseball, whatever you think of MLB, right? It's been around a long time, century plus. When you set an all-time record for futility or good in Major League Baseball, that's saying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Diamondbacks have lost 23 straight road games. 23. We talk about Moneyball.
Yeah, you got to fall into one of those games, don't you?
Now that's the thing, right? When Billy Bean and the Moneyball A's won 20 straight ball games, I mean that's unheard of. I mean you play every night, you play every day. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Sometimes it rains, as Crash Davis said, but to lose 23 straight is pretty unheard of. That is a new modern era record for futility set by the Arizona Diamondbacks, breaking the record that had been held by the 63 Mets and the 43 Athletics of Philadelphia. When the A's were in Philly, Buck, for 22 games on the road. So good job on the text line. You guessed it accurately. April 25th was the last time that they won a road game in Arizona. Let's get to your headlines, trending topics, and then we will talk with Andy Lockmain, the president out at Austin FC. But let's get you caught up on the news of the morning. UBO Business Services brings you that news, and we'll start in golf. First round of the 2021 U.S. Open is mostly in the books. 14 players still need to finish up their first round of action because of a fog delay early yesterday that cost them an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. But your leader is Russell Henley. He's tied at 4-under par with Louis Oosthuizen. Louis is one of those guys got to finish his round today. He's got two holes to play, but he is at 4-under par. But a pretty star-studded leaderboard at the U.S. Open, because behind those guys, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, Francesco Molinari at 3-under par, Xander Schauffele, Hideki Matsuyama, Brooks Koepka, John Rahm among a group at 2-under par. A lot of big names on the leaderboard in San Diego. More surprising news in the NBA from Dallas yesterday. The announcement late yesterday that Rick Carlisle has resigned as the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. That ends his 13-year tenure there. The decision comes one day after the departure of longtime president of basketball ops Donnie Nelson. It removes two key figures from the franchise's 2011 championship team, further entrenches Mark Cuban as the man in charge of that organization. NBA last night, how about the Milwaukee Bucks? They get up off the deck and beat up on Brooklyn, 104-89. Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo combined for 68 points as they win game six and force a game seven in that Eastern Conference semifinal series. Giannis, the Greek freak, had 30 points and 17 rebounds. Middleton scored a game-high 38 points, had five steals as well, as the home team has won every game in that series so far. They'll head play game seven in Brooklyn coming up this weekend. Major League Baseball last night, Jose Altuve homered for the fourth time in three games. Michael Brantley also went deep. Abraham Toro hit a long ball as the Astros opened a four-game series with the first-place Chicago White Sox with a 10-2 win. Rangers had the night off at Dell Diamond last night. The Round Rock Express opened their homestand with a 6-2 loss to Oklahoma City on a Thirsty Thursday.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
All right, so interesting stuff last night. And the Longhorns, of course, will open up play in the College World Series on Sunday night, part of a busy Father's Day weekend in Austin, Texas. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline and dive into our Coach's Corner. That's brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, BuckAVConsultations.com. 30 years here in Austin, Texas. But their first home game is tomorrow night down at Austin FC Stadium, the Q2 Stadium. He is the president of the Austin FC, our good friend Andy Lockman. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic, Andy. Tell us about the experience on Wednesday, the experience not only for fans, but we can get firsthand. You've been around there for a while now. You've been around that stadium as they built it. But how about the experience for you?
Well, I guess it's more about what it was for everybody in the building, because it was a pretty historic night, right? It was the first occasion ever that U.S. soccer, whether it's the men or the women, had ever staged a match in Austin. So that was pretty special. The women's program, they are the, in my mind, they are the most popular team in the country. To be able to host the most popular team in the country and the world champs, that was the outcome we had always had desired when we, going back to kind of the earliest stages of our calendar planning. We knew there would be this pre-Olympic tournament, and we're pretty fortunate that it worked out, that we were able to align their schedule with our opening schedule. So what an honor for us and for Q2 Stadium to stage that match as the opening event. And it was very successful. You don't know what you need to do to improve something until you do it once. And whether it's, modifications on some of the transit elements, traffic elements, modifications on some of the way lines are created inside of the stadium. There's all sorts of things that we're able to take away from an event. So being able to stage that first event was a very important night for us. And it also allowed the first ever Austin FC event to be a little more improved. But it was a historic night in Austin.
Pretty awesome. Andy Lockman is with us. Andy, I have to think for you and for a lot of folks in and around Austin FC, there was a surreal moment as folks were flocking in, and you've got this game, and you knew it was coming, but it's actually happening. It's almost like a Field of Dreams moment where, build it and they will come, and 20,500 folks, they jam-packed, and as you said, to see the most popular team in the country. Was there a moment where you just kind of sat back and took it all in?
You know what? I did finally have a chance towards the very end of the match to sort of sit down, and one of the coolest views I had was, and it was starting to get dark, but to be able to see the rooftop across the street, all these like it looked like it was, I don't know, 50 people watching from the rooftop across the street, and that vantage point that I had in that moment, I realized that there was something special happening here, because it wasn't just something that everybody in the building was trying to see. It was something that people had actually taken time to go and see on the rooftop, a neighboring stadium. That, to me, was the moment that it really sunk in. As strange as that is, that's when it hit me.
You know, Andy, what's funny about brand new stadiums is the thing that happens a lot is they run out of things, run out of things to eat. They run out of beer. From my knowledge of everybody that I've talked to about Wednesday night, you definitely didn't run out of food, because there were food vendors everywhere around that place. There's all kinds of places to have dinner. There's all kinds of places within that stadium, outside of the stadium, for vendors, which is a great thing because people like to eat around here.
Yeah, they do, and you make the perfect point in that, and the Domain area was already an entertainment destination. And as you point out, whether it's some of the restaurants that are within the area or it's some of the breweries that are nearby. There's lots of things for people to do to make an entire afternoon or evening, depending on when the event is. And of course, inside of Q2 Stadium, we've assembled what we believe is a very strong representation of Austin cuisine, whether it's tacos or barbecue. Or barbecue tacos, there is no shortage of food. And I think, to your point, I think we did a pretty good job. Again, first event, there's a lot of modifications that we'll need to try to consider. But, you know, on the food and beverage side, I don't think we had any widespread issues of shortages. So glad that others are saying the same.
Absolutely. Andy Lockman is with us, president of the Austin FC. So from Wednesday night, actually seeing it firsthand with 20,000 plus on hand, what advice would you give to folks listening this morning or listening on the podcast that, you know, best ways in, best ways out, best ways to get there? What did you learn from Wednesday night?
Well, you know, on the mobility side, it's really important to highlight, I guess, a couple of the different options. And first of all, if you're going to take your own personal vehicle, everybody should know there is no more on-site parking that's available. All of the on-site parking has been reserved. It's been reserved for the entire season. So there is no on-site parking available. We do have a partnership with an entity called Pavement. Pavement with, at the end, it's MINT. And that allows you to reserve one of 5,000 spaces that's within less than a mile walk of the stadium. And it's all part of our plan, it's all part of our initiative to try and make sure that anybody who's got a ticket to the event pre-plans their journey. And that's a big tip. Please pre-plan your journey, as we want people to not just simply get in a car and hope that there's a parking spot. We want you to reserve your parking spot beforehand. And those pavement lots do have shuttles, depending on which pavement lot it is. If you're interested in taking a shuttle can take you all the way to the front door of the stadium, which is really convenient. Of course, there's other modes of transportation. Cat Metro was a strong performer. They were the man of the match the other night on Wednesday. Cat Metro's rail system had a lot of riders, which was outstanding to see. The existing station, the Kramer station, is a less than a 10-minute walk from the stadium. That's a great way to attend the event. Cat Metro's bus system, the 803 bus line, which runs up and down Burnett's powerhouse bus route, takes you right to the front door of the stadium. That's a great option. Of course, rideshare. Rideshare can take you right to the front door of the stadium if you're interested in that. And, you know, we have other options. If you're into biking, we've got a bike valet on site. So there's a variety of options to get to the stadium. But the biggest tip is to pre-plan your arrival.
Andy, the team itself, you've got to be happy with what Josh is doing. This is a group that went on the road for 8 straight games. That's hard to do. And to come back with, just minimal injuries and to come back with a big smile on their faces. They've done well, 2-4-2. But on Saturday, this will be one where the fans are going to want to see this team really let it loose. And I got a feeling Josh is going to do some things that we haven't seen that he's done on the road. I mean, quite frankly, to build your foundation of what you're going to do, not just for this year, but for the future, you have to do that. And no better way to do it to me than on the road away. But once you get home, fans around here are going to see some real excitement on Saturday. And I got a feeling in Pochettino and Dominguez and Fugunez, and I think we're going to see a lot happen on Saturday.
Yeah, I know the guys are happy to be home, needless to say. And that road stretch, all things considered, was difficult by just about any standard. Playing 8 games on the road in Major League Soccer, most teams don't walk away with an average of a point a game. And of course, we want to win every single game, but road matches in soccer are difficult, period, end of sentence. And all things considered, our guys did extraordinarily well to have played those first 8 games and walked away with 8 points. But if you look at the strength of schedule, that was a tough stretch. The schedule makers didn't do us any favors in terms of some of those opponents. And I think, again, just just realize we now have 17 home matches ahead of us, whereas most teams maybe only have 12 or 13. And that's going to start to be helpful to us as we begin to amass points and aim towards the playoffs. But one thing we picked up from Wednesday night, guys, is that that stadium has the capability to be really, really loud. And I think that's going to be energizing, not just for Josh, but it'll be energizing for our team. And I think it's going to be a big home field advantage for us. We want it to be an intimidating atmosphere, and I think we've created something that has the ability to be loud and intimidating.
He's Andy Lockman, president of the Austin FC. What was the response? I know I saw a quote from one of the ladies on the U.S. Women's National Team, Abby Wambach, I believe it was, who said she got emotional with the crowd. You know, they've played so many games of recently with no fans, and she said to be in front of that crowd and to hear that, you know, emotion in the fan, it almost got her emotional. What was the response that you heard from the U.S. women who've played all over the world about, the atmosphere in the stadium itself?
Well, we got really good feedback post-match from U.S. Soccer, which is about as much as we can hope for, and great to hear, because we want to stage more U.S. Soccer events. There was a clip I saw from the U.S. Women's National Team head coach. He talked about it being as good as the atmosphere as you could expect, and high praise considering it was our first ever event. You just never know, right? Until you do it, you just never know. And so the validation hopefully is meaningful for everybody who's been involved in this project. But to know that we gave the women's team a great send off to Tokyo, we should all be proud of that. They're going to go and compete for a gold medal, and it'll be fun to look back to know that we were part of that pathway. So, we got great feedback from U.S. Soccer. And again, our objective is to host world-class soccer events at Q2 Stadium. And in order to host world-class soccer events, plural, you've got to host a really good first event. And I think we did a good job, and we want to be home to more than just one match, and I think we're going to win that opportunity. So, fingers crossed, more in the future.
Awesome. Andy, thanks so much. Appreciate the insight. I know a lot of our audience will be out there or try to get out there on Saturday night. Tickets are hard to get. You've done a heck of a job, you guys out there, creating the buzz and getting this thing ready, and we're excited for what we're going to see tomorrow night and moving forward through the season.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, gentlemen. Talk soon. Bye, guys.
All right, Andy Lockman. We'll see him on Saturday night. Yeah, that's there's just having seen, he's been here for 3 years now building this. It was just an idea, yeah. McCalla Place. It was just a blueprint and drawings. Once the city and, Anthony Precourt, the owner, agreed to where it's going to be and how the city's going to help make it happen. And that's got to be, when you say the word surreal, to go from an idea to an actual game with the best team in the world and on the women's side, I know, in your building in front of a sold-out crowd, and as he said, people up on buildings outside the stadium trying to get a glimpse and look in, a la Wrigley Field or other stadiums. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Build it and they will come. Soccer fans in Austin, Texas, you have soccer tomorrow night, and it's a team that all of Austin can get behind and root for. And
yeah, I think they even added a game. I think they're playing a team from Mexico. La Liga is coming to play too. So there are they're starting to get some.
Well, but when
it's going to happen.
And I think that stands to reason when you have a world-class facility like they have, that
right.
People are going to want to come play here. And for folks that were out there on Wednesday night, the heat was hot, but it's that's Austin, Texas. There's enough shade, and obviously 8 o'clock start is a good way to do that and get it going. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And
I like the way you said make a plan. Just don't go.
Yeah, I think that's the headline of that conversation.
Got to make a plan.
Pre-plan your trip. Just like you would a Texas football game, right?
I mean, you got to know which way you're going.
You don't just drive down to DKR and just wander around looking for a parking spot. You know where you're going. You know what lot you're going to be in. You kind of know what parking garage you're planning to be in. Kind of the same thing. And as he said, the rail line is a good idea with Cap Metro. The bus line, take an Uber or a ride share is a good way to do that. Because again, every parking, don't just wander in there in your car thinking you're going to park.
Every spot is taken for the year.
Every spot is reserved.
Or forever.
For the season. Or forever.
Yes.
But cool stuff. That's Andy Lockman. He's the president of the Austin FC. He's done a hell of a job bringing that organization online and bringing that stadium online with Anthony Precourt and the team out there. Excited to see what happens tomorrow night as they take on the San Jose Earthquakes. Will be the opponent, the first ever home opponent for the Austin FC. We'll come back. We'll continue your Friday morning. Coming up, we'll talk Brian Davis will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about Steve Sarkisian. Interesting, we'll preview that conversation with what Sark had to say at the Boys and Girls Club's luncheon yesterday, Buck. He kind of went through what a challenging four or five months it's been so far since getting to Austin. He was pretty candid yesterday talking about the challenges since taking the job here in Austin. We'll also have the Hot or Not topics before the end of this hour. It's a great Friday. Glad you're with us. Live, local, and digital. Streaming on your Horn app and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
I take a look around.
Great Friday in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Andy Lockmain, president of the Austin FC. What a weekend we have on tap. U.S. Open. Today and into Sunday, final round Sunday. You've got the Father's Day. You got Texas baseball in Omaha. You've got the Austin FC opening up their home schedule finally after 3 months on the road or 2.5 months on the road.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth tomorrow as well, June 19th. You know what else Sunday is? Sunday is the official start of summer. Sunday at 10:32 p.m.
Nice.
So Sunday will be the longest day of the calendar year.
And Daddy's Day.
On Daddy's Day.
Yeah, Daddy's it. Day.
How about that, right? The longest day of sun up to sundown of the year is Sunday, which is Father's Day. So enjoy your Father's Day. If your father's still with you, certainly.
Stay away from that grill.
Stay away from the grill.
Yeah. Come on, kids.
Order the food.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
Great time to help out your restaurants and. I know you've been ordering out before, but great time to go and either go to the restaurant real quick because you got to get back to the TV. There's so much going on, but just kind of leave Dad alone. You know, he's that guy. He wants to, you know, he loves you. Give him a little hand card, give him a big hug, and then let him lay on his couch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let him kick his feet up, but don't give him, hey, Dad, we got some great steaks for you today. Well, okay, who's making them? You.
Yeah. No. It's a good day. It's a good day. May try to get out and play a little golf on Sunday morning before the heat hits and then kick back and watch the golf.
Oh.
And, you know, the cool thing about the U.S. Open is it's prime time. I mean, they're playing golf till 9 o'clock.
I was watching last night. It was late.
Yeah.
Late for me.
And you're thinking, is this on record? No, this is live.
Yeah.
This is live with players finishing up. And then, of course, you got the Texas Longhorns playing Mississippi State at 6 o'clock. Who will be the starting pitcher for the Longhorns becomes a big question. We did talk to David Pierce yesterday. He somewhat said they're leaning towards Ty Madden.
I think so.
Dance with who brung you, as he said, as DKR once famously said. But that will be made official today at some point, or maybe not. Texas plays 6 o'clock. So it's a great Sunday. It's a great weekend on tap. Now, yesterday, over at the Fairmont Hotel, which, you ever been in the Fairmont at Christmas time?
Is the Fairmont the one right across the Ann Richards Bridge right there, the first one? Is that it there?
No, or
is
the
it
Fairmont is right, it's along 35.
Okay.
It's over, it's right by the Moon Tower. No, not Moon Tower. Gosh. What's the Moonshine? Moonshine Patio Bar and Grill. It's right near there.
Okay.
And the Fairmont is a fabulous hotel. When you walk
it's
into
by it's by the Moonshine Patio Bar and Grill across from over there, right?
Yeah. Is right by the convention center.
I got you.
Right by the convention center.
Yes.
Just north of Rainy Street.
I know which one it is.
Between
yes.
Rainy Street and 6th Street, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, if you go in, like we've gone there before just to, you know, have a happy hour or whatever. And during Christmas, they light it up. The lobby is like a casino. Like when you're in Vegas, and you like the ornate, just the attention to detail that they have. Oh, it's unbelievable. But so the Fairmont is beautiful. Well, that's where the Boys and Girls Club of Central Texas had their luncheon yesterday, and the keynote speaker was none other than Steve Sarkisian.
Awesome. I got my card right here. There's one card that I've had for years. I have my Boys and Girls Club card still.
Really?
Yes.
That's
in my wallet.
Well, it's a great organization. And, you know, this is one of the, you know, we haven't had a lot of luncheons of late, a lot of large gatherings. We're starting to have them again as vaccinations continue and people, we get through the pandemic. And so they had the on-site luncheon, and our man Jeff Howe and the Light the Tower team were down there yesterday live, you know, and Steve Sarkisian was the keynote speaker. And he had a press availability. We're going to talk to Brian Davis about this coming up from the Austin American Statesman, hookem.com. But in the conversations at the luncheon and then afterwards with the media, Steve Sarkisian was pretty candid about the challenges that have been presented since he got here. You know, he revealed yesterday for the first time that he was on the job for less than a week when he tested positive for COVID and really the whole coaching staff was shut down. He had a quote. He said, "I went an entire football season in Alabama without getting COVID and then got it the first week here, and we got shut down." So they shut down the entire football floor for a full week, and it was the first week when players are coming in to meet the new head coach, meet the coaching staff, and we couldn't meet with them. And he said that was really, really challenging. I mean, if you think about that, you just get the gig, you have your press conference, the players are coming back to campus from being gone for winter break, and you want to get to know them, and all of a sudden you can't. Right? I mean, you're shut down.
Thus, he says, get ready to learn to meet this group.
Yeah. And then he said, well, okay, we kind of get our feet on the ground. We get to meet the players, and we're doing winter drills. And then the freeze hits, right, in mid-February, where they shut down the football office again for a full week to where no one could go anywhere. And we all understood that in February leading up to the start of the Texas baseball season. And then he said, we get going again, and we get to spring break, and we're about to start spring practice. We have one practice in, and we have another COVID outbreak on the football team, and they shut it down again. And he was talking about how, every month, it's kind of a start and stop start to the tenure at Texas. And he the one thing he did say, and then he talked about the passing of Jake Ellinger, which was a huge challenge for the football team and for everybody. And he said, "What has come out of this for me is we have a group of young men who have a great deal of perseverance, who are very close-knit, and who stick together. They have already been through a six-month amount of times of ups and downs and in and out, and every day we show up at 6 in the morning for workouts, and they're in shirts and tucked in and on time and ready to go, and that's what really good teams have." So we'll talk to Brian about what he learned from
this. He's building his team within. He talks about relationships, and he talks about recruiting, and as we're looking forward to recruiting, and who are the next group coming in. Sark has to take care of the guys he already has. He's just getting to know them.
Well, it's funny. I think we forget, or I don't think we forget, but we don't think about it enough that the coaches are people, right? They've gotten this gig, and him talking about that, you're like, yeah, well, that's challenging.
A lot of their families aren't here.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, they're trying to move their families here. And
in a market that's...
they can't find a house, right? There are no houses to buy.
Right.
Our friend Johnny Rogers, who's been in with us before, is a realtor, and my man Ernie Hatton would tell you, finding a house is hard to do right now in Austin, Texas. So you got 12 new coaches or 10 new coaches, and then all the support staff, they're all moving here. They're trying to find a place to live and find a house.
30 years ago, I lived in a hotel for like 6 weeks.
Well, Sark talked about living at the AT&T convention.
Right, at a hotel.
At the hotel, until just 3 weeks ago.
Right.
He and his wife, L'Oreal, lived in the hotel, and he said it got more and more crowded. His wife was out buying stuff from when they did move into the house.
Wow.
And stacking it into the hotel room. That's some perspective on what they've been through. But at the same time, football season starts in 78 days,
right,
or whatever it is, and here comes Louisiana, and they got to get this thing ready. Well, we'll talk to Brian Davis about that. The big story yesterday from football was that Reuben Owens, the number one running back in the state of Texas for the class of 2023, one of the top recruits. Remember, he committed to Texas back in February and was really one of the first big commitments Steve Sarkisian received. He's one of the fastest players in the state of Texas. By some services, he's the number two running back in the country for that year, 2023. And was just in town this past weekend for an official visit. He decommitted. In the statement said, I committed as a sophomore, essentially. He's going into his junior year. And his father said that he's still, told 24/7 Sports, that Texas is still the leader. He just wants to make sure he's making the right decision. And you've been around this for a long time.
Sure. I'd rather for a kid not to commit to anything until he's taking his visits, let's go. With the exception of Ricky Williams, who before he even took a visit said, "I'm coming to Texas," and I bought it. And he did. And, I could tell this is where he wanted to go from the get-go. And he says, "I'm going to go visit a couple places," and he did, but you knew he was coming. Well, I knew he was coming, but I'd rather have a kid just say, "Hey, kid, go visit your schools. Let me know after your visits what's going on. I basically don't want to be chasing you down, and you're really not interested."
Yeah.
It's a two-way street.
Let's be fair for a kid, right? He's 15, 16 years old. He's a sophomore in high school going into his junior year. And he committed in February and had never visited Texas. He's from El Campo. He'd never visited anywhere, right? Everything was Zoom for a year. There was a dead period. And so last week he's on campus. He's been to A&M. He's been to LSU. He's been to Alabama on a visit now since the dead period ended. And you can understand a young person and his family saying, all right, well, let's keep our options open. Why do we need to commit now? And you're starting to, you know, you come to a place like Texas with an official visit, and there's, you know, 20, 25 other players there, and you're getting to know them in real time. There's you just understand that there's other things out there, and you want to experience all of them. And you should.
Yeah, you should go on all those trips, man. There's not that many times in your lifetime where you're being courted by a lot of people. And when you get courted by five schools, dude, you ought to go to every one of them. I wish I would have got a couple more visits in myself, and I just made a decision after about three visits, and I had two available.
You went to Clemson?
Went to Clemson, went to Temple, went to Boston College, went to Penn State. I went to four places. Never really called. I had never had any intentions of going to Temple. That was 45 minutes from my house. I'm like,
no. Bill Cosby, your host?
Wayne Harden, who smelled like alcohol, by the way, that day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was the head coach. When I sat, I'm like, whoa, coach. But no, it's...
You went to Clemson and you went to the XXX Theater, right?
That was the first time I'd ever been to an X-rated movie theater before. And a guy named Benny Cunningham,
ooh,
who was a great tight end at Clemson, was my host. And that was the first envelope I had ever had,
ooh,
with nothing but 20s in it. And I said, maybe this is what you get when you go for a visit, only to find out that's not what you truly get. But do you think I turned it back in? What, are you crazy? I think it was loaded
so
with 20s.
You're 17 years old. They hand you an envelope full of cash
in Clemson,
South Carolina.
I thought it was recruiting weekend. That's a part of recruit. I didn't know. I was first time away from
Temple. Didn't give you an envelope?
Hell no. They didn't have any money to give me. Boston College didn't either.
Or what about Penn State?
No.
Okay.
Just should be happy to go in state. You should be happy to be recruited by us, at Penn State. We are Penn State. Yes. That's the way that thing went down. But a kid should go to all those trips, and you should take those visits and then make a decision with you and your family, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, his father.
You don't get
again.
Courted that much in your lifetime. You know, maybe if you're a brilliant.
I've never been courted.
Well, I mean, maybe for a job. If you're brilliant at something, maybe for a job, maybe for academics, you may. Maybe to move on in business to another place, another business. But very seldom do you get that. Free agents do. But in that line, at 17, 18 years old, go take them all.
Yeah, I agree. And his father did tell 24/7 Sports that Texas is still the leader. Stan Drayton's the lead recruiter. But we'll see.
Worry about kids in 2023.
The coaches have to, but at the same time, fans get caught up in.
Yes.
You forget he's 15, 16 years old.
Right.
I mean, that's where he's at. And he's making a decision. He's a really good running back. But Texas, you know, has Bijan. They've got Jaden Blue for next year out of Klein.
He had better be careful because guess what? By that time, there'll be a lot of good running backs wanting to come to Texas, I believe.
Well, I don't mind a kid. When I hear a sophomore committing, you're thinking, well, come on, you got two more years of high school left.
Right.
Why commit? What's the point of that?
There's no reason.
So you absolutely have to. But either way, that was the big story of yesterday. We'll talk to Brian Davis about it all coming up. Austin American Statesman, hook'em.com. He was at the Boys and Girls Club luncheon yesterday. Talked to Steve Sarkisian. And by the way, Steve was wearing a sweet burnt orange blazer. His blazer game was strong yesterday. He can dress. Sark's pretty good. Look very summery. Look ready to go.
Nice.
So we'll talk to Brian about that. Isaiah Collier will walk us through the hot or not topics of your Friday morning coming up as we launch you into your weekend. It's B&E live, local, and digital, streaming on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstadt Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstadt Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
Hot and not, B&E with you. Coming up top of the hour, Brian Davis, Austin American Statesman, also still to come for the end of the program. We'll talk with Keith Moreland, the lifetime Longhorn, legendary lifetime Longhorn, about Texas and Texas baseball in Omaha. He's been there, done that. By the way, Keith Moreland in the College Baseball Hall of Fame. Also, Colt McCoy, who's got a football camp here in town this morning, will join the program. So we're excited about that. It's a good show today. So Friday conversations. Who's in charge in Dallas is a big question with Mark Cuban and the Mavericks. We'll get back into that story as well. But Isaiah Collier is our producer, and he leads us through the topics we've missed halfway through the show. Zay, how are you?
I'm good, E. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Friday, man.
Oh, yeah.
First weekend of summer is on tap. U.S. Open. College baseball. NBA playoffs. Pretty good day. Pretty good weekend.
All right. Hot or not for Friday. Shelby Houlihan is an American track and field star that won't be able to throw her talents to the test in this year's Olympics because she is banned for the next 4 years for steroids. And Shelby claims it was a false positive, and she claims it was caused by a pork burrito.
Pork burrito.
Oh, pork burrito.
Yeah, I've heard about this, that you test positive for a substance that you was in, they pump steroids into pork, into animals as they're, raising them. And then the allegation is that, her belief is she didn't take any illegal substances, but she ate a pork taco, and the pig had been given this.
Pig had been really juiced, huh?
Juiced.
Yeah.
And that led to it. And, we've seen that. Gosh, who was the.
That just happened recently. Too bad.
I believe it was a Houston Texans player. Dwayne Brown, I believe, had that where he. That it was actually proven true.
Was it in pork or was it in beef? Is it?
Yeah, he had eaten something in Mexico.
Right.
That then led to a positive test for him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was proven true. But he still had to be. He was still suspended. And it's one of those things, that's a challenge for athletes of what you're putting into your body. You have to understand that all the time. But, gosh.
That sucks. That's silly.
It is silly.
It really is.
Or she's lying.
Or she's juicing. One or the other, right? But that's silly. I mean, if that truly is the case and they find out that, or they found out, yeah, it really did come from a pig, but I'm sorry. No, you can't do that. I mean, you can do it and they're going to do it, but that's wrong. That would definitely be wrong. I would put that under the list of, we got to make an exception. She had a bad burger or something, But that's the way it's going. I think he had a problem with that too, and that was from meat.
Yeah,
that was from beef.
Yes, yeah, so look, there are false positives. There are, but at the same time, we've been lied to as sports fans for a long, long time by folks who wag their finger and claim one thing, and we know the other is true.
I had that happen to me.
Who?
Rafi
Palmeiro
lied right to me.
A lot of people.
I believe that dude.
But at the same time, I feel sorry for some athletes, for certain athletes, if that is true. Like if it's just about, I ate something that led to a positive test, and sometimes cold medicine or medicine you're taking. But, do we believe that or not? What's her name? Houlihan? Lips Houlihan?
Margaret
Shelby
Houlihan. Yeah. I think that's what her members has got to say. I had some bad pork, and I made some bad decisions because I was on the pork. He's got to come with that.
Says, what's to stop her from lacing the burrito and saying it was an accident? Well, yeah, look, again.
That's right.
That's why the rule has to be in place, and that's why if it comes back as a positive, they have to hold that person accountable. But it does, if she's right, that's unfortunate. That's very, very unfortunate. Because that's not an isolated case.
Who can you trust these days? Herm Edwards? I mean, come on.
You're still let down by Herm.
I'm very much so. Rafi and Herm. Herm is... Totally let me down.
And Herm.
Yeah, those are the two.
You and Zay hold a grudge, man. But Herm, come on, Herm Edwards.
It ain't about you.
It is. It is about me, Herm. Really. I know you're trying to win games, but my God, please don't let this be true.
I think it's
got to be
false.
No, E, it's not true.
Hello, you play to win the game.
He's not that dumb of a person. I know winning is hard, but winning can't be.
Winning is hard.
But I have never used steroids. Period.
Oh, yes, you have. But you can't do everything. You can't do something like that to win. You can't, right?
What, bring recruits in during the dead period of COVID?
During COVID?
Hide them in suites?
You can't do that. You can't be that dumb because you can't get away with that. It's not possible.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy, Herm.
And
I just like to talk to Herm and say, Herm.
And Herm's kind of a preacher, Herm. Right? He kind of preaches the morality
yes,
side.
Yes, he does. I just want to say, Herm. Really?
Gosh. Well, that's unfortunate.
This ain't professional football, man.
It's college football.
Zay's got them all.
Zay's got all of them. I love it. Herm is a quote machine, but he's also probably going to get fired here in short term. Short amount of time.
It's going to come out to be, this is not true. This is going to be false.
You want this so badly to not be true, but
it's
it
not
is.
True. No, it's not.
Who
it's not.
Dropped the dossier at Arizona State is the question. Who recorded everything? Took all the information, saved all the receipts. Someone was out to get Herm.
The Russians?
You got Putin?
I got Putin on this one, yes.
That seems a little small potatoes for them. Yeah. I don't know. All right, we come back. Brian Davis, Austin American Statesman, on Texas basketball. Chris Beard, the roster he's building. And he was at the luncheon yesterday where Steve Sarkisian was the keynote speaker. We'll get his thoughts. Also, as we said, Keith Moreland and Colt McCoy, a couple of legendary lifetime Longhorns on the program this morning. It's a busy Friday. Live, local, and digital streaming on your Horn app and at hornfm.com.